a different kind of radio station.
Come on, do it. Lay it out right here, do it. Do it.
This is Why Not Radio.
From the Why Not Radio Network studios in South Florida, USA.
You don't have to be white. You don't have to be a chick. You just have to be dirty to hang with us.
It's now time for the Dirty White Chicks.
Dirty White Chicks.
If you're looking for laughs.
Filthy, raunchy, juvenile, girl-on-girl humor.
Amazing guests. Big, fat, gay news. Reporting on cracks all over the world. And fabulous prizes. You've made it. And now, here are the Dirty White Chicks.
Bada bing!
Oh, man, what an opening that was. You didn't know where the fuck you were for a minute there, did you? We were playing Taylor Little's theme song. something about a youngin'. We have a special guest. We have is it Lightspeed? Lightspeed model, Taylor Little? Lightspeed
girl,
Taylor Little, joining us a little bit later. Welcome to the Dirty White Chick Show, where we're here to exploit porn stars.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're going to exploit me today?
That's the plan.
Oh, thanks for letting me in on that. I could put my defensive shield up. Yeah. I just did like a Kong Kong Fooey dog thing. Kong Kong
Fooey. This chat room is going to pierce that defensive shield. Trust me.
I can handle a piercing, I think. Yeah. Oh. I was the one that wanted to get the down south piercing.
You mean like in Miami?
Yeah, I wanted to get pierced on my clit in Miami. So it was all down south.
Gotcha.
Everything. It would be a whole theme.
Oh.
Funny shit. Anyways, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hi, Room.
Hi, butt crack.
Look at that butt.
Hi.
Hey. Look who's here. It's right in between us.
I know. Our producer man.
Producer God.
The Brasco next door.
He is.
He is the lifeline to this show. So if it's dropping in and out, it's his fault.
Here's Johnny. Perfect.
Thanks.
The one. I love the new openings with the little clips. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Just lay it on me. Do it.
Put it on the table.
So much to talk about this week. So much going on. We're all Soprano fans.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
How about the message Brasco left me on Monday morning?
I didn't hear it.
Was it Monday?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't stomach that scene. It was disgusting. I can't believe it. Vito in the field with the...
Hold on a second. First of all, the way they have it set up, you have that nice grassy field. They're out motorcycling, right? After having Johnny cakes.
Yes. And then beating the piss out of each other.
They have that nice little picnic setting, right? With a nice little brook right there.
It was just and they're incredibly romantic.
And two guys.
Romantic.
Oh, I'm telling you. I almost threw up.
See, I can almost understand, two guys.
Two good-looking guys would be okay.
Guys.
Exactly.
But Vito Spadafor.
Oh, come on. I mean, he's such a big...
He's a Fanoik.
Ay, ay, ay.
Fanoik.
What word did you say?
Fanoik.
Oh, man. I never thought I'd see the day where I crapped on The Sopranos, but I gotta tell you, I was gagging.
Right,
I mean, I was
what?
Gagging.
I thought it was very
freaking believable.
You know, it couldn't be Meadow. They couldn't make Meadow a lesbian. You know? Of all the routes to take, Spadafore they got to go with.
No, actually, Adriana would have been the one.
Adriana and Meadow. Oh, come on. We would all buy that DVD.
Or her and the FBI girl.
Oh, that's
good, too, because that little
uptight
thing.
When they first started?
Yes.
And that whole sting operation?
Oh,
she could have come
God.
In there. I would have been definitely, like, on and on.
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been hot. You're onto something there. You should produce porn, not just porn shows.
Yep.
Little buzzer action. Little
excellent.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Ugh.
So what we got doing today?
Oh, man. I played hooky again.
Nice.
I was sick this morning. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's that 3-hour bug from 7 to 10.
For some.
Thank you.
It's funny how it totally hits on Wednesdays, isn't it?
I know.
Every Wednesday.
I know. And then, ironically, I show up in the hump day chat room.
Wait, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I know you did, and I know you want to talk about that Big Lou.
Yeah.
He has a lesbian connection.
He does.
Dr. Melfi and Mama Soprano.
Oh. Have you seen the weight gain on Melfi? What is up with that? It's like she's shoving moon pies in her puss every time. There's a break on this set. Every time she's on, she gets bigger from scene to scene. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and that's her sister playing Vito's wife.
Oh, wait, the dead mother? You mean Tony's mother? Oh, my God. Wait,
yeah.
I take that right out of the room.
That's disgusting. Yeah, that's just... All right, thanks for the gag fest, Lou.
Yeah, Nancy Marchand and Lorraine Bracco. Yeah, that
nice.
Really sounds good.
Jesus Christ, man. It's no wonder we lesbians have a bad name. People don't fantasize about the Rosies.
So nobody fantasizes about the new Goomba that Tony's got now. Or who's going to be? Juliana Margulis.
Oh, did you see that?
How about that, huh? Yeah. Did he toss her off like a frosted flake or what?
I love how her character name is Juliana. That
I know, right?
Stretch.
Just in case she forgets in between takes.
But even so, he did. I knew as soon as she hit the buttons, that was going to be the end of it.
Yeah, because I couldn't figure out why they even focused on that when Carmella was buttoning the shirt. And then I'm like, that's going to come up later. It's like the L-word stuff with these little... Yeah. This fucking art fart stuff on
Tony
them. I can't
Soprano
deal with
it. Is in love.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Nobody beats the Carmella, baby. I'm telling you. Right now, she's...
Bitch.
I'm all about Carmella. I'm telling you.
She does look good.
She looks good this year. I'm telling you.
Woo. Yeah, she did fix herself up pretty good.
Doesn't she clean up nice? From playing like a big dyke on Oz to a typical New Jersey suburban mafia wife.
I'm awesome. So getting an education today.
Okay. From who? Big Lou?
Big Lou is telling us.
Take it with a grain of salt, baby.
All right.
I just spent 2 hours with him on the Hump Day show.
Oh, yeah, talk about the Hump Day show. That was
pretty funny. We had a great time. L.A.J. and Why Not Bob are like two of the biggest pissers I've ever heard. Hysterically. They had some Goomba book author that was like, he was half dead, honest to Christ. He was half dead. Uh-oh. And he's on there promoting a book about outdoor sex. And
I'm like, that's my guess. I booked that.
Sorry about that. It wasn't the booking. It was his personality. I wanted to wave smelling salts under his nose. It was like Mr. Rogers talking about going fishing.
Oh,
it's like, dude,
gross.
Are we fucking in the boat or what? You know?
That was
oh, my God. And I said every lesbian's wet dream would be doing it in a kayak. All right, enough bullshit. We got big news or what's going on over there, Crack?
You know, it's time for the news.
Is it time for the news?
I'm learning a new song called Moon Pies in My Pussy. I'm sorry. This is hilarious.
Thanks, Lou.
Hey, you know, it's me. It's Crack. Reporting on cracks all over the world.
Beautiful.
You know, it's May.
Oi!
The merry month of masturbatory May, by the way.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
Little tip I learned from the Hump Day Boys.
Well, they're up ahead on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, May is almost June, and June is Pride Month, as you know.
June is Pride Month.
We got Pride stories. We are so freaking proud. All right. So, anyway, I wonder who, but a conservative Christian group.
Oh, here we go.
is leading a boycott of Ford Motor Company. Who could that be, Denise?
Oh,
come on. I know.
That Christian
the AFA.
Family,
you got it
one.
Once again.
Jesus.
Yep. They're leading yet another boycott.
The Christian bus is moving forward.
Back it up. That's what I say. Because on the Ford website, they have a link now to the Michigan Gay Pride Festival link.
You know, and God bless them for trying.
They are.
Honestly, they're really trying.
The thing is that there's going to be a gay marriage at the Pride Fest. So now AFA, of course, is saying Ford supports gay marriage.
Okay.
When, of course, in actuality, they're contributing money to make like a children's play area and an education area, which is actually totally fucking cool, if you ask me. They're
if I ever, I swear to God, the next wedding I go to, if they had a children's play area, I'd love it.
No. The play areas at Pride Fest, you dork.
Oh.
Hey, stop hitting the bong before you get here, okay? You know what I'm saying? Ford is not sponsoring in any way the commitment ceremony. It's a different event at a different location on a
different
day.
They're just babysitting the kids?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Aw. I thought I told
you
to stay home. even Pride Month next month in the UK. London won a bid to host this time.
Can you imagine that crazy bastard party?
Wait, you're going to love this. What? You know how we like to touch back on the old news and kind of review the old stuff?
Oh, the follow-up stories are the best.
The parade that they're planning.
Oh!
Wait.
Is this the one where they were going to make a march in a field?
That was
Poland.
Poland, and they were going to have to walk inside. They were going to have to march inside the
warehouse.
The warehouse district.
That's
right. Exactly. A parade of 500,000 people they're expecting through the main streets of London. That will be the finale of the event. They're going to weave its
400,000 of them are the leftover Polacks.
that had no place
fit
to go.
In the warehouse.
That had no place to go. But you know, it's kind of nice because Mayor Ken Livingstone said it was a chance to celebrate the lesbian and gay community's contribution to the city. Not so much.
Would that be
like
in the
here.
Redecorating department? They bringing up the value in the neighborhood again.
Once again.
Oh, those lovely flats.
Here we go. Oh, I got some statistics today that blew me out of the water.
Ooh, numbers.
Better than words. A new census conducted annually by the School of Public Communications at Syracuse University suggests that 90...
Orangeman!
90... See, I know nothing of what you said.
Sports reference.
97% of gay Americans are out to their families, friends, and at work.
97%.
Do you think so?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
The statistic is being challenged by different organizations.
3%. 3% that are going, way are you guys all out.
Oh my God, I can't even believe 97% of the people who admit they're gay are out at work. That's what it means.
Wow. I'm out at work.
Yeah, it's hard not to be, especially in my biz.
I'm peddling porn to these fucking uptight nurses.
Yes, you are. hey, you guys, Johnny B, do you know that she comes in on Friday morning with discs with recordings?
They're scrambling over
to hand them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they hide it from their husbands. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
They don't want to be like, you know, making their husbands think they're lesbian.
Well, a deeper look at the survey finds 85% of the respondents are out to family, 95 only out to friends, and 74 out to the workplace. So it's a little trimmed down. But here's what I thought was funny.
Trim? 67. She said trim.
67% of males and 72% of females are registered Democrats. Wow. Big surprise, huh?
Yeah, we kind of knew that, right?
Uh-huh. And here, Denise, we must be so politically stupid because 77...
Incorrect is the right word.
No, stupid. Because 77% of the respondents feel legal recognition of same-sex marriage is important. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Oh, my God.
Is it because we're both...
Give a shit.
We're both married and divorced and we know better?
I don't even know.
I don't know. It's really not that big of a deal.
Honestly. I mean, do you feel any different in your lesbian relationship than you did with your... I mean, it's the same shit.
It's really just the same.
Honest to God. And it was a big pain in the ass to file for divorce.
You know, here you just pack up the cat, pack up the patchouli, and you're out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Give me my Birkenstocks, I'm out the door, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, I had a couple stories right up our fetish alley, so to speak.
Toot, toot.
Uh-huh. You got to be careful what you sign, Denise.
Oh, don't I know it? $75,000 later.
There's a couple that got married in 2005, Kevin and Kimberly, Kevin Anderson, Kimberly O'Brien, that years and years before they got married, he had drawn up and she signed a slavery contract.
Smoking gun.
Yep, right on the smoking gun. We love this shit. Anyway, they got married and now they're getting divorced and she brought the contract to the attorney like as a negative, so showing the hell that she had to live through, and even the punishment, because one of the requirements of her contract was that she had remained naked at all time within the couple's home.
Oh, for God's sake!
So she's suing for $60 million.
At a girl,
$60 million. Let's
mental
see.
Abuse.
I will watch that one.
Imagine.
Hey, she signed the contract. Lisa has taught us nothing else except
read everything.
That's
it's true.
Right. A contract.
And what was
her
safe word? Red! It was.
Was it red?
Honest to God, it was. I saw it on the smoking gun.
Oh, that's
her
so
safe
funny.
Word was red.
That's fun. That's a weird. Uh-oh. I
think it would have been clothes.
Okay, now you know, in corporate America, you got to watch out for skimming. But I think this might be more considered skinning the job. Abraham Alexander, an account payable exec at Manhattan Cardiovascular Research Foundation, that would be a heart research foundation, admitted to stealing $238,000 and spending most of it on services provided by a Columbus, Ohio-based dominatrix.
Nice.
Her name's Lady Sage. She, he
is
actually.
She's senior?
she got great heart care, though. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly, he bought airline tickets for trips back and forth. He paid for car rentals in Ohio and charged purchases at the stores called Wicked Naughty Accessories.
Nice.
And Leather Creations and Vicky's, of course.
Way to stick it to the man.
It's so funny. You got to hear this deal, though. Oh, by the way, his wife.
Yeah.
His wife married two kids.
Lesbian.
Yeah, she filed for divorce, just so in case you were wondering if she did or not. All right.
Excellent. Way to go, bitch.
Here's where corporate America really comes into me to play to me, because Judge Renee White told him that if he came up with more than half of the money, she would shorten his prison term to 1 to 3 years. How is
me?
That okay?
Wasn't that like a bribe?
Instead of 15 years. Yeah. Do you want to know
a
what
a judicial bribe.
That's something like that. All right. So, Lady
Retribution.
Sage. Lady Sage on her website.
Yeah.
$250 for the first hour. $200 for each additional hour.
Nice.
An 8-hour session costs $1,500, and a 12-hour session costs $2,000.
One night, and my fucking rent's paid.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
All I really need to do is just learn how to slap around a dude. I swear to God.
That's my question. What can we do for this kind of money?
Oh, man.
Slow as shit sports week, but in case Lisa is listening somewhere, our poor girl, the only thing I could find this week.
In snail racing in Australia.
Close enough. There was a caddy at the Tallgrass Golf Club in Shoreham, New York. Do you know where Shoreham is? I don't know where Shoreham is.
No.
Well, he was... This began in 2003 when he was playing an employee contest, an employee golf game.
Right.
And he lost contest. To two girls, whatever.
Nice.
And he lost to two of the female coworkers.
Ooh.
So he was being publicly humiliated constantly by coworkers.
And you know the two girls were lesbians.
Well, of course.
If they're playing golf.
LPGA does not stand for ladies. Thank you. And somebody wrote him a note that put up a sign that said he should spend his summers on Fire Island.
Oh,
providing
Ben.
Lap dances for the boys, yeah.
Oh, bend over, mister.
So he got some cash, though, because the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed suit on his behalf.
No way, that fucking pussy sued.
$34,000, baby.
Oh, take it like a man.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Thank you. Perfect. 10 points for appropriation
every
on that one, dude.
Time.
Awesome.
Every time. Got a little bit of health news, you know, now we're coming into the spring.
Oh, here we go.
And there's
here
some
we go. No
nice
smoking, no drinking, no this,
no that.
No, not that
kind of health news. This
oh,
is
good.
Positive.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, a beer.
Nice.
Aw, thanks. I almost thought it was the bong. Here's a good foods
my
from
weakness.
Your gay nutritionist. This woman, her name
gay
is...
Gay nutritionist?
Her name's Emily Bender.
Pussy light.
Bender. She's a certified nutritionist and proud carnivore. I enjoyed introducing her as such. She lists a couple of foods that give us more fertility.
More
fertility.
Oh, like I need to hear this.
I know. But it keeps you horny.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the avocado.
Aphrodisiacs. Love avocado.
Makes you want to go and do. Go and do, darling. The avocado fits the bill because
the shape of a boob.
Actually, the original name is, I'm going to try it, Ahukatal. That's its name. It means testicle in Indian. Yeah. If you ask me, the outside looks like a testicle, but when you slice it in half, looks like more feminineness. Bah. That's what
I
she
think
said.
So.
The avocados have a high level of a potent antioxidant. Strawberries. We know what to do. We know what to do with strawberries.
Strawberries.
More antioxidant. Yeah. And you know what? It makes your pussy taste really sweet if you eat a lot of strawberries.
You're kidding me on this?
I'm not even kidding you.
Outrageous.
It's true.
I took the word out of my mouth.
Call my wife.
Okay.
Asparagus. We know what that does.
Asparagus makes your pee smell.
That's
okay,
right.
We know that
but
much.
Also, it's very good for your reproductive tract, and it gets your juices going a little bit, too.
No way.
Pine nuts, while tender and sensual while
and
eating.
And Italian.
Oh, so
pignolis.
Good. That's what they're called.
That's
they're
right.
High in amino acids, which is essential for sperm formation, just in case the boys want to know.
Oh.
Really, why do we need that?
Honestly.
Eat strawberries, says Zig 43. Love him.
Eat many berries.
There we go. All right. Top celebrity story.
Oh, come on with this.
Top celebrity story for me.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yay, yay.
I know.
Can you believe this?
Taking over for Meredith Vieira.
Wait, can we just talk a little bit about what this is going to do to Joy Behar's
no!
ego?
Yeah.
Right?
No. Joy Behar.
That's like, yeah.
Wait a minute. What about Star Jones?
Oh, please with her.
No, she's bashed her for years.
I'm talking about two professional comedians.
I know. You don't even know.
Oh, this is going to be
first of all,
awesome.
They're going to put her in the middle of the table.
Oh,
none
perfect.
Of this end. None
it's
of this
where
end
she fits.
Thing. Right.
I know, none of this end thing.
None of this at the end thing.
Daddy's sitting at the end of the table.
Of course, no,
Patricia Heaton was also considered for the position.
Now, her I would have liked.
She's hilarious. And she
Raymond's wife, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And she's got, she got brand new boobs.
No, I haven't seen.
Yeah.
We'll have
second to the last season.
She's been doing a lot of shit.
I know. She's looking good, man.
Well, Barbara Walters, you know, obviously has the choice here, but
she's
she
got the final throwdown.
So touched by the All Aboard Rosie's Family Cruise because she has adopted kids too. She picked her. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And they feel that Rosie is going to balance. She's going to be, the yin to Elizabeth's Hasselbeck's yang.
Elizabeth who?
Hasselbeck. She's the one from Survivor.
Yeah.
That's been on for 2 years, I think.
They're
calling her uber conservative.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this
all
is
right.
going to be a huge
but
showdown.
Here, there's one demand. What's one that? Demand that ABC is making of her. She cannot cut her hair. Ah! She cannot cut her hair.
No dyke
alluding
mullet.
Alluding to the short, choppy bob she adopted at the end of her show.
Hilarious.
And she went crazy.
Kudos.
Isn't that hilarious?
Excellent.
Now,
good call, though. Good call, because she wasn't looking good with that.
Somebody got to her at the Daytime Emmys. Somebody caught her at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she said, when asked about this, she said, well, she had to do something because it was either this or the Celebrity Fit Club. Good call, honey.
I do have a hit of microphone of Rosie O'Donnell at the award show.
What do you got there?
You know? In another time, we would have beat him for that. That's awesome.
Oh,
very good.
Jesus.
Another time, another place, we could beat the crap out of him for that.
You know? Honest to God. The next human rights rally, I'll be way in the back. Hi, Rosie.
The Dirty White Chicks, really.
Hi, how are you? You're looking great. How's the kids?
Speaking of the Daytime Emmys, just a quickie on this. Ellen won.
Like a sweet best show, best host, everything,
best
right?
Best show, best everything. And she also said, Portia, I love you from the stage. And when somebody asked her about it, why?
I'm tearing up.
She said, it's just nice to be able to tell someone you love them.
Aww. Yeah, finally, since she doesn't talk word one about being a dyke on her talk show.
Ever.
She probably was like, I'm taking this opportunity to remind everybody that I was a lesbian and I am still a lesbian.
Yeah, but don't you know, every once in a while when some like oddly colored remark is thrown at her, she'll just do that 3-second stare at the camera. And you know it's for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Come on, you know
totally.
It's just for us.
It's just not enough, though.
A little bit more Sopranos news. Tiny little bit more. We're almost finished.
Oh, man.
What
I
happened?
Know what's coming.
You know what happened this week. Artie
Bucco.
What the fuck did he do?
Oh my God.
John Ventimiglia.
I'm wondering if this is Milo's father. You know who Milo Ventimiglia is, don't you?
I don't.
Correct. Rory Gilmore's boyfriend in real life.
Oh, you know, honey, I'm not a. I can't watch her anymore because of those clothes. I can't even pay attention to her anymore. As we know, he plays the chef who got burned like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Artie Bucco.
He got his arm soaked in some sauce.
He did. He was arraigned on Monday on drunken driving, drug possession, and other charges.
Oh, man.
A criminal complaint alleges when police pulled him over, he had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech,
man.
Smelled of booze.
Does that round out the whole cast now?
There's a list.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep. He was released without bail, though. Oh, did you hear about the Coke? A Ziploc bag with Coke.
No.
Yeah, same thing.
Really?
His blood alcohol level was 0.12. The legal limit's 0.08.
Nice.
Yeah, he feels terrible and embarrassed.
You think?
And Louis Gross, who plays the new bodyguard, is that the new kid? Perry?
That's the guy that got his ass whooped?
The new kid. Yeah. He too. He got charged with criminal mischief after a woman claimed that he broke into her home.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile,
see his body? Like he would have to break down someone's door for sex?
Yeah, he's taking the code of Omerta.
Ah,
yeah,
nice.
He's not talking.
Pleading the fifth.
All right. Lilo Brancato Jr.,
He was
arrested.
Yeah.
Vincent Pastore.
Big Puss.
He was arrested. Robert Eiler.
Yeah.
Well, we know about him.
Yeah.
What do you think of him and
fucking
the panic
nightmare.
Attack?
I know.
Freak
Hereditary.
Me out. Yeah, I'm saying. And last piece of news I found today. Marlee Matlin.
Yes, how about that? She's joining the L Word as Jennifer Beals' new interest.
She will be.
In the name Green.
You're awful.
Are you an Endman?
Hello, Tony. We miss you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway.
I hear the lightning already.
Oh, that's my seat.
Honey, you better get a bodyguard to your car today. Yeah, I'm just telling you right now. Anyway, the fourth season will premiere early next year. And hey, kids.
Yo.
That's the news.
And once again, we've laughed.
We have laughed.
I'm telling you what. It's the only place that you will probably laugh at the headlines.
Can I just say hi to Muffy?
Although, I gotta say, the Sun Sentinel today, headline, Dyke poses grave danger.
It was about you, wasn't it?
I had to look and see if my picture was
your picture was there.
And here it was about honest to God, it was about a fucking levee in Okeechobee.
How did I miss that?
I know.
Shit, how did I miss that? I gotta say hi to Muffy Lick because I just want to say that name on the
Muffy
air.
Muffy Lick?
Muffy Lick is in the chat room tonight along with Ruth Sincere, nice. Sig43, Rob Nor 1, and I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, Rena, Muffy Lick, Muffy Lick, Muffy Lick. Muffy Lick and Lusting for Lisa.
Thank you.
Lusting.
Rocking chat room once again. We gotta love it. We got. And what do we normally follow the news with?
My favorite.
Oh, lesbian tips.
Lesbian tips for the straight man.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Oh, slow down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy?
You told me you want to do it. You told me how horny a man gets when he's 19. How much all day, morning, noon, and night, 6 days a week, sometimes seven if you don't get it.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Oh, it takes you right back.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Ugh, these are important.
These are the most important tips you men will ever hear.
Listen,
because
boys,
it's all about how to keep your straight girl happy. Because once she's unhappy, she's checking out.
Yeah, and we're right there to help her.
That's right. Let me show you the way.
Here, honey, we know how
really,
to handle that.
Honestly, gentlemen, these are for you, about you, for better sex, to keep your girl around. Because there's nothing worse than having a troll for puss all the time. So I'm just trying to provide a little consistency. You know what I'm saying? So are you ready? Everybody ready?
All right. I'm listening. All 4 ears.
Okay. Brasco's important stuff, Mom. Here we go. Dude. Dude. If you're going to talk dirty, keep it to a minimum and keep it light. None of this, you're a nasty whore. Take that, bitch. The only time that's acceptable is when it's coming from the car behind me.
Oh!
Bada bing.
Oh!
Thank you.
Mm,
excellent. All right, we're going to cruise into a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have the Ten Commandments according to the goddess Jenna Jameson. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dirty white chicks.
6-6-3-4-5-6-6-4-1.
Tuesday, May 16th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, Why Not Radio presents another great town hall meeting.
It's Webcam Cash 2.0, built from the ground up to be your traffic converting machine.
Find out more about Webcam Cash version 2.0 as Why Not Radio presents the Webcam Cash version 2.0 town hall meeting. Tuesday, May 16th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
Look out! Oh my God, it's huge! What is it?
It's Webcam Cash 2.0. Built from the ground up to be your traffic converting machine, Webcam Cash's new flagship site, Cam Club, is already blowing away the competition. And check out the new Spread for You with Party Chat, where your surfers can chat with dozens of models at the same time.
They have the most amazing affiliate tools I've ever seen.
I'm making so much money with webcams.
Webcam Cash 2.0, built to convert.
What happens when porn just isn't good enough for your surfers? What happens when they just don't want to come into that rag anymore? Whatever will you do? Sign up at sexsearch.com, of course. The best converting adult personal site, converting 2 to 3 times better than the top adult pay sites. Hey, if you're going to lose them to the real world, you might as well get paid for it, right? Sexsearch.com. Turning whackers loose and turning your bank account into a profit center.
Oh, yeah.
The Porn Philosophers with Punker Barbie and Vanilla DeVille.
The Raj Mahal. Do you want me to say it, Karash, or would you like to go?
No, please.
I want to hear Karash say this one.
Have you ever had sex with a donkey?
Try to think. I don't think so. I mean, I've had a few drunken nights when I'm sure the girls would look like donkeys. Fucking actual donkey. I think every guy's had those moments, man. When you wake up in the morning and you roll over and you see like that naked back and you're like, yes.
Aww.
And then she rolls over and you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
What was I thinking?
Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio. Uncensored talk.
The Dirty White Chicks are back. 866-345-6641.
Bastards, the goddamn harp doesn't want to play.
Oh, the
no,
dream
we can't
sequence.
Do it without the harp.
Fucking Sam.
Hold on.
Let me see if I can find it in here.
Man.
God bless.
Jeez, I'm going to go out and buy one. Here we go.
Hold on. It's not... Hold on. You piece of shit.
You know what? This is God's way of saying it's not a dream sequence. It's going
you.
To become a reality. We won't need the dream sequence music anymore.
This pisses me off.
I'm see? Back 4 weeks. It's
I'm telling you, my crotch is a flutter.
Oh!
Oh. See? Just needed the magic word. We just need a crotch. We're good. We're good to go. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Nice recovery on that one.
Thank you.
Is this from the book?
This is from How to Make Love Like a Porn Star by our goddess, Jenna Jameson. This classic, The Ten Commandments. This is for dudes. There is no page. It is the... you're making me do math.
You know I have to.
24. Right from the get-go, she gets into this stuff, and it's so fucking funny. You know my lesbian tips are for guys, right?
Right.
You know, and really, we're hoping that they listen, but the truth is, we really want their girls. Jenna's got nothing to lose by putting this out there. It's so that she has better sex with the men.
Oh, true.
I love the angle she approaches this at.
Yes.
Man, we went over a couple of these last week, but you know what? They're so fucking good, we're going to do them again. Oh, the Ten Commandments, according to the Jenna. These are deal breakers. And I do want to note that she's experienced all of them. That's hilarious.
Poor girl.
Right? My favorite first one. These are mostly for California girls, I got to say. Thou shalt not drive a Porsche and then take me back to your studio apartment in Valencia. I mean, that is just, that's perfect. That's so perfect. Oh, and then this one, thou shalt not speak any of the following lines.
Go ahead.
I'll just put the head in.
Yeah.
So does this mean I'm not getting any?
Oh, God.
That deserves a slap no matter who it's coming out of,
right,
honestly.
Then.
Right. We don't have to use a condom. I've never had a problem before.
Oh,
excellent.
I've heard that thing before.
What do you mean you don't want to cuddle?
Oh!
You know, what's the verdict
what
on the cuddling
is
shit? What isn't that just
kind of like the hold me stuff.
Oh my God. You did not just go there. Oh no, you didn't. Hold me. Oh. Go order me a pizza. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Another classic line. I'm sure she gets this all the time, man. My friends will never believe this. Can you imagine how many times she hears that? Because I know I'm going to say it.
Hell yeah.
I'm kidding.
You're going to be wearing a t-shirt that says it.
I know, right? Oh, here's another one she probably hears a lot. I can put all those guys you've worked with to shame.
Oh, man.
Is that an ego to put a plug in or what?
Liar.
excellent. Here's a great one. Here's a great one. We've all experienced this one, right? I ran out of money. Where's your purse? Oh, no. And then my all-time favorite. These sex toys are basically new.
Oh, God.
Just scrape the crud off them. They're fine.
That's never. Johnny B, have you ever said that? Because that's never good.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. We have to be quiet. My mother's sleeping. Oh, no. Your tits feel almost as good as my sister's.
That's disgusting.
Bad. I think I just coughed up a Dorito.
Okay, that's disgusting.
That's bad.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like she said, she's heard this. I mean, she must have experienced. That's disgusting. I swear the camera is not on. That's another classic. You know what my favorite part to that one is? The blinking light means the battery's low. Doesn't mean it's on.
Why do you know that? Why does she know that?
Because there's sex tape going around somewhere with me and my ex-husband on it. I know. Funny part is honest to God, it's at my mother's.
Oh,
she doesn't know she has it.
Talk about that.
Not going to tell her.
Don't talk about that.
Okay. Another part. Ready? Another sentence here. Well, my ex-girlfriend used to do it. Oh, man, that's bad.
What? Did you say that
never
to
the compare
Jenna?
The two. Somebody said that to the Jenna.
Who would say that to the Jenna?
I don't know, but they need to get their dick wet.
What an idiot.
Okay. If it's the police, tell them I'm not home.
Oh.
And ready? It's not contagious anymore. Oh, Christ almighty. Oh, and here we got on to number three. Thou shalt not keep your dead pets preserved in saran wrap in the freezer.
Oh, wait.
Whatever.
That cannot be a real one.
Jesus Christ.
That's disgusting.
Okay. I don't know about these dudes she's been hanging out with.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ooh, I'm dying.
Thou shalt not ask me to quit smoking, drinking, taking pills, or watching reality TV. I love this fucking woman.
That's awesome.
Thou shalt not have any of the following items in your house. Face tanner. A douchebag in the shower.
In the man's house?
In the man's house. tubes of Preparation H in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. Meals prepared by your mother in the refrigerator and Tupperwares labeled for a different day of the week.
Oh.
How did she
What kind of pussy
guns?
Is that all about?
Poor
ay,
girl.
Ay, ay.
Poor girl.
Posters in the bedroom of Tracy Lords, Ron Jeremy, or Bill O'Reilly.
Not Tracy Lord. Take that
no,
down.
Wait. Any other porn star who has written the book that can possibly compete with mine?
Oh, even better.
She's the bomb, man. Dirty laundry that's been folded and stacked in neat piles. You know why? Because you can fold it and you can stack it, but it still
it
stinks.
Okay.
Makeup from an ex-girlfriend of more than 6 months, especially if her last name was James. Oh, I think there's something personal going on there. Maybe I should actually read the fucking book. Okay, and my favorite, more fur coats than I have.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
Yeah. Thou shalt not be able to take a bigger dildo than I can.
We're looking at 10 inches.
Beautiful! That's the minimum in this room, baby.
10 inches, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and then this was, I read this one last week, but this is, again, classic. Oh, thou shalt not pass gas in front of me, pick your nose and flick a booger, cry on the first date, or put your hand down your pants, check your smell, lean over to kiss me with your face reeking of ass. That's great. Thou shalt not pretend like it slipped. I refer here to backdoor guys who try and put it in your butt with every other stroke. That's right. A little warning is always good. And a whole lot of lube.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Not from that angle. No. thou may leave the toilet seat up, but thou shalt leave the toilet seat down and pee on it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shall not. I'm sorry. let's try that again.
Different
Don't
fetish.
Leave it down. Exactly.
Oh.
Oh.
Different fetish. Oh, Jesus Christ. Speaking
nice.
Of that, I know we normally have the fetish file, and Lisa is out today. She may surprise us with a phone call if things lighten up. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's not a big deal because should we take a little break and come back with Little Miss Tracy Little?
Yeah.
What's her name? Taylor. Taylor Little. I'm sorry. This is new to me.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, we're going to come back with Lightspeed Model Taylor Little.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You assholes. We'll be back in a minute.
Dirty White Chicks.
866-345-6401.
Cattails with the Cyber Cat.
I figure you're in the same boat because you're running off to New Mexico, so.
I am. I'm into horses now.
Listen, bestiality is illegal.
So you're 2.5 feet wide. You got to be into something big.
Yeah, but you're only 2 inches long, so how's that going to work?
It doesn't matter. The horse don't care. Why do you think the horse is looking for a meaningful relationship?
Was your wife when she met you? Because she's still stuck around. You never know.
Yeah, well, she's 2.5 feet wide, too.
Oh, I guess after years of marriage, she would be.
She's really short. I may be in trouble.
Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on Why Not Radio, Uncensored Talk.
MayorsMoney.com, the first major affiliate program to bring you 100% exclusive high-definition content. Be the first to bring your surfers the best quality content on the net. From the people who brought you Porn City and Stiffy Cash, have confidence working with an industry leader who has always delivered cutting-edge products that line your wallet with lots of cash. Up to $40 per sign-up or 60% rev share with weekly payouts. MayorsMoney.com, the money shot. It's yours. Reach out and grab it today.
Proven and profitable. That's the kind of company you need to do business with. Now take that one step further. Everything in life is simple. Here's proof. Cams.com. The masterminds behind LegendaryLars.com have launched the newest, easiest, and most kick-ass way to make money with your cam traffic. Cams.com. Exceptional payout. $70 for the month of January. Exclusive user interface. Live webmaster support. And a company with a proven track record. Legendary Lars. Walk the path. Live the legend. It's your path paved with gold. Cams.com. Sign up today.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over,
Shakespeare? You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Why Not Radio presents Dark Lady's Sexposé.
And we have on the line my new best friend in the world from New York City, Baroness. What really started me in latex and why I started my business is a slave bought me a dress. It was a little red tank dress, short with a zip up the front. And it was a medium. And when I held it up to me, it was about maybe 8 inches too small. And I kept going to the store and saying, you know, would you ever have this like in a large or an extra large? I go into the shop with my friend. So I have to go out in the shop. We cram myself into the dress, kind of like a Charlie Chaplin thing in the dressing room. I come out into the shop to see myself and I hear, oh my God, you look incredible. And I thought, actually, I feel like a stuffed sausage, but if this dress fit me, I would feel as good as you think I look. And that's when I started my business, literally at that moment.
Dark Lady's Sexposé, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on Why Not Radio, Uncensored Talk.
The Dirty White Chicks are back. 866-345-6641.
Hey, and we're back. I love this new thing with the phone number on there. So any of you shy folks in the chat room want to give us a shout. You know, now you got the number. There's no bullshitting.
I'm begging every other line.
Nice.
I'm calling them to call in.
Imagine you can talk to myself. You could talk to Crack. You could talk to Brasco. That's or nice. You could talk to Taylor Little.
Hey, Taylor.
Welcome, Taylor.
What's
are you
up,
there?
Guys?
Hi.
How are you?
How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
I know people.
No way. Is that where you're from?
Yeah, that's where I live now.
Ah. Did you have to flee? Are you a fugitive? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we'll keep that on the DL. You know.
Atta girl. She's a dirty white chick already.
I want to give you guys all my trash right now.
Yeah, we'll ease into that a little bit.
Yeah, that's like later on towards the show.
Excellent. I'm loving it. We are checking out Taylor's website, www.taylorlittle.com.
Nice.
And she is a light speed girl.
Yes, me.
And I'm looking at, no, she's gorgeous. Unbelievable. Oh, and you're legal, right? We were allowed to do this. We can drool all over you if you're legal, right?
Oh, yeah, and you're welcome to touch yourself.
Excellent!
If you want to tell me about it, I can do it to you.
Oh, my God, I'm in love. I'm in fucking love. I love it. These are amazing pictures. We posted it in the chat room. We got that in there. And this is the funny part because it's like rock and roll in the chat room. And then we put that in and it'll quiet down a little bit as everybody's clicking all over your site. Yep. So we'll give them a little time to click on the site and you tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into this?
Thank you. Well, I actually wanted to get into regular modeling and I went to an agency and they gave me the number to Steve Lightfeed. I called him up and got a contract. I've just been with them since then.
So was there any hesitation there? Were you nervous about having to take your clothes off?
Oh, yeah, I think my first shoot I was really drunk.
Oh, man.
And then, like, after that, it got easier was the problem.
And was it, did you start off just doing, like, it was just yourself, and then they said, hey, why don't you try doing this with a chick?
Yeah, I started out, yeah. So I did probably, like, 4 or 5 sets solo, and then this hot girl, you know, Rainy.
Aha.
Rami, XXX Rami, she shows up and she was like really aggressive.
Nice.
She's like, oh yeah, I would do her. Da da da. So ended up being like a big lesbian fest on the couch, which was my first girl scene.
Wow. And to think it's captured on film. Not all of us can say that. That's excellent.
Yeah, I got good memories.
So now, what do you prefer? Do you prefer doing it alone or like with guys or with girls? What are you most comfortable doing?
It depends on the girl.
Really?
Like if there's a girl that's really open and comfortable and fun and outgoing, then I would rather be with a girl because then you can get more into it and more excited.
That's
by
true.
By yourself, sometimes it can get pretty boring.
And don't you feel like we have the stamina? I mean, honest to God, I swear, I think girls just have the stamina. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I agree with you.
with the guys, you're working towards like a goal, and when the goal is done and the shoot is
then
over,
the guy's done, and the girl has to do stuff on her own anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I swear to God, the whole world should just be lesbian. I'm telling you.
The sex would be so much better.
Yeah. No shit.
The ideal sex is one hot outgoing girl and then a guy. Because if you get both of them together, then when the guy finishes,
then you got a playmate.
Fun thing, then you get to still finish with the hot girl.
I love your philosophy. Really,
that's
right?
What she thinks.
She's an experienced soul. So, now this site, this one is just yours? This site here? The Taylor Little site is just yours?
That is mine, but I am on every Lightspeed.
Yeah. And you're friends with Mr. Brasco has a little crush on Jordan Capri.
Ah, she's a sweetheart. Oh. I just talked to her earlier today, actually.
Oh.
She invited me to her birthday party.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it like a naked birthday party? Because I just saw a flash of a bunch of naked girls, so I'm like, I wouldn't go to this party.
I'm pretty sure if I go, it will be.
The leader of the pack.
It's just
more fun that way.
I'm looking at pictures of Taylor at a wet t-shirt contest with five other pretty girls.
Oh, really? A wet t-shirt contest?
They're not very much on anymore.
It's like wet t-shirt, no t-shirt.
Wet t-shirt contests normally start out with a shirt and after the first 5 seconds, the first round, and then it's just a wet contest.
You know
my... You too.
Yeah, right? I'm telling you what, my lifelong dream is to be a judge for those.
I'll let you know the next time we do it, okay?
Would you put in a good word for me?
I'm Arizona anytime.
I'm really fair. I'm really fair, honestly.
Oh, good.
No partiality. It's all about the boobs.
Whoever performs the best head gets you.
I know. They're gorgeous. These pictures are beautiful.
Nice.
Do you get to pick your own like locations and stuff? Because... I mean, these are just great.
We make suggestions. Sometimes we do. We've done a couple of sets floating the Salt River.
Nice.
And the girls chose that. And then certain sorority parties like the oatmeal wrestling and oil wrestling.
Oil wrestling. Ta-da! I just got a hard on. And I'm a girl. You must be dying over there, John. He's sharing the website with me because I can't see that far across the room. But, man, that's a freaking amazing. Unbelievable. So let me ask you this. The common question is, like, do you get hit on left and right by everybody in the industry? Like, when you walk in, does the photographer, the director, the location manager, and everybody else all try and hit on you?
I think I get hit on by girls more than I do guys.
Really?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Go figure.
Most of them are actually pretty good.
Aha! And so do you find it hard? Like, are you in a relationship or no?
Well, I have a girl and a guy.
Excellent. Oh. A little of each. It's like a banana split. I'm telling you. Beautiful. That's awesome. And you said you're in Texas, right?
Yes.
What do you go to all these different adult entertainment expos and conventions and all that? Because we're having a nice one in Miami soon.
Oh, that's what I hear. The only ones I've really been to are Internext and the
big ones.
Phoenix Forum.
Yeah, those are the big ones, man.
Yeah.
That's all you really need. The rest is just like snacks.
Snacks.
Those are the meal tickets. These are the snacks.
A whole bunch of free parties.
Well, we're personally inviting you to the Miami one. We have a booth. Do we have a booth there?
Internext, yes.
At the Internext one.
We'll be at the Why Not booth, yeah.
What about the Erotics, Exotics,
Exotica?
Exotica?
We don't know yet.
I think we're just doing personal appearances there.
We're going to do a personal appearance there.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you guys. We're going.
Come see us.
That's all right. And we will be there. And we would love to have you there. So if you're in Florida and you want to go.
She's cute.
When are the dates for that show?
That is June 9th.
June 9th through the 11th.
9th through the 11th.
Oh, you guys are making it sound like it's next week.
Oh, no, well, there's plenty of time to plan. Listen, throw your littlest, tiniest bikini.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. And a tiny little purse and get on the plane.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm there.
Jeez. Oh, I love a girl that takes direction well.
Room for me or a couch?
Yes.
Of course. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I can't even believe you had to ask that. Of course. Jeez.
See your school girl outfit here, honey?
What's that? What do you got there?
School girl outfit.
Nice
I got four of them here.
Oh, man.
You got to bring a little schoolgirl outfit for Denise.
A schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, I have all different generations.
Oh!
I have, like, the 80s school outfit, and the newest one is the sexiest.
Well, don't bring that.
Is there a picture of that on the site? Listen to me. I sound like a
dude.
I can
put one on there.
Shit.
I'll put one on there, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
If you could just write for Denise on that, that'd be awesome. for Denise, the dirty white chick. That'd be great. just that would be. Oh, look at these. The brawn panties. Oh, the black and red garter. In case we're all drooling all over it. That's nice too. Look at everywhere I look. There's pictures of you right now.
You are absolutely adorable.
How are you guys looking? Oh, thank you.
My entire staff has their nose up against the monitor. It's not a scratch and sniff, people.
This, like,
easy.
You did say I have a crush on Jordan. No, but I wish I could have both of y'all together.
Oh, look at you, greedy bastard.
That's right.
Yeah, fucking greedy. Such a greedy bastard. I'm all about one at a time. He's about everybody together now. Everybody all together.
I'm a greedy club. It's my hobby.
Perfect. Oh, my God. That's awesome. So what else do you have going on? Now, do you do personal appearances and stuff, or just these two big conventions? Is this a start thing for you? How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing the website for 5 years.
But, oh, my God. What were you, like, 9 when you started?
Hey.
What? Oh, sorry.
Hey, it was 10, okay. No, I go to different states, and I dance out in different states every now and then. Sometimes I'm at Vegas dancing at, like, Sapphire's.
And
this week I'll be in Houston dancing at Men's Club.
Nice. You're multi-talented.
Well,
your parents, all that money spent on dance classes, it paid off.
It all goes towards them. My birthday suits for you.
Nice. Oh, man. Where are these pictures from? Are these still from the site?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man. These are exquisite. Oh, my God. I swear to God, I would love that. I just have your body for a half an hour.
You mean in your hands?
Yeah, that too. I was thinking about how dangerous I'd be with it and then with it. No turning back on that. So do you have to, like, are you on, like, a really serious diet and stuff, like, to keep your figure, or do you pound cheeseburgers?
Oh, man.
Honestly, I pound cheeseburgers.
Oh!
But I work out a lot.
I'm sure you do.
I'm at the gym, like, 4 or 5 times a week.
Really?
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow. But I work out so I can eat whatever I want, because I love pizza and cheeseburgers and
oh,
cookies.
My God. My
dream. And I don't want to have to, like, eat salad, you know?
I agree. I so agree. As I order a chicken Caesar. Jesus.
You know, it's funny because there's a guy I'm with right now, when we go out on dates, I'm ordering, like, the steak or a burger or something. He's got the Caesar salad and, like, a baked potato.
See, let me tell you something. Dudes are vain. They are vain. They're all worried about their six-pack abs. You know what I'm saying?
I love the pictures on the site, by the way.
I know. Can you pay attention? Maybe a sound drop, you know, sound bite, sound effect, something or other. Wipe your snot off the monitor. Oh. I can't see what I'm doing now. Oh, man. I mean,
the only appropriate sound effect is...
That is sweet. Yeah. Kind of feels like what I'm feeling inside.
I'm loving this, man.
I'm telling you what. We do get some hot babes on this show. I got to tell you. If only it paid off.
The next time you have the really hot babe, am I going to be... know one of your guest appearances?
Oh, sweetheart, you are the hot babe. Yeah, I know. When you come to Florida, we'll put you right
babes
in here.
I'm missing out on all the action.
There you go. Well, it ain't us, but the good news is that we do get them on the show. So, yeah. Yeah, so that when you're in Florida and you're visiting and you're doing one of these shows or something, you just give us a buzz and we'll have you in studio.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then we'll make sure
I'll
get
in there, and then we'll get another hot girl, and then you can have a good show.
Oh, my God.
I'll bring the video. All right.
Crack's holding
as
the camera.
As long as I get a copy, no problem.
Excellent. We have no problem with that.
We love you. Please come back.
I know. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us. We're just about out of time. We got to do a quick website review, and we're out of here, but we want to thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Nice
thank you
meet
so
you,
much. And next time you're
nice
in Florida,
you
call
you
us.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Taylor.
All right.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye, guys.
What a doll.
Ooh. That was fun.
We right? need a break.
Defibrillators? Defibrillators, anyone? Defibrillators?
<Yep. laughs> I didn't really take a good chance to look at all the pictures, yeah. But... God damn, man. I must have put about 10 of them in the chat room.
Yeah, I was
oh, my
awesome.
God, right?
And cuter.
No, and then the last one I showed you with her on the blonde on top. Mm, oh, my
man.
God.
I'm telling you. Sometimes I just got to say it out loud. I love this job. That sums it up. We're checking out a website called Florida. What is it? FloridaDoms.com?
Yes.
I didn't even know.
Oh, put that in, baby. Take a look. This is a local business. And let me tell you how I came about this. I was off having gay coffee at the gay store reading gay magazines on a gay Saturday afternoon. I picked up this gay business card, and here's what it said. Dom Divas. www.floridadoms.com. Local phone number. So don't think we're not going to be calling this girl.
We will.
Did you see this site?
Yeah. You didn't find my picture anywhere on there, did you, honey?
Yeah, under under
corporal
slave
punishment.
Yeah, under dungeon master.
Did you see all the stuff that they do?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Our overnight sentences and extended sessions.
I know, overnight and extended sessions. But take a look at the pictures, because we're not, I mean, there's a few butterfaces on there, you know what
all
I'm saying?
Right.
But there are some nice looking women on this site too. I have a feeling they're not nice people, but they're nice looking.
How do you know?
Oh, let's come on.
Let's click on the
You mistresses. Gotta have a little edge to you to be able to do that
well,
for a fucking
Mistress
living.
Mistress Severe.
Mistress Severe.
And Mistress Sarah. Sarah.
Sarah.
Mistress Lauren.
Lauren.
Lady
I like her.
Pandora.
Which one do you like, Brasco?
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren.
She's
okay.
She's got that beautiful eyes.
You know I'm gonna be making that call. That's why I wanted to get the name right.
Lady Pandora.
Lady Pandora.
Mistress look Delilah. Look she looks like she'd be a good mistress. Okay, whoa, here I am, Empress
tech.
Jazz Mom. You found me.
No way.
Empress Jazz Mom.
No way.
That's really not
Somebody
me.
Has mom in their name? Mom?
That's really not me.
M-O-M?
Jazz Mom.
Oh, yeesh.
Oh, Jazz Mom.
Oh, okay.
Mistress
you scared me. I worry about what my mother does in her off time.
Click
it's enough
Mistress
that I know she's in the casinos.
We're going to click on Mistress Lauren because I know that one caught somebody's attention.
Mistress Lauren's looking good.
She's 5'7".
But the thing of it is about these people is that, you guys, they're right around the corner. I mean, we're talking about local. We're not talking about some dom in Utah that we had on the phone line. I mean, these people are attainable.
She's adorable.
They can come in studio.
Okay.
I know. Look at the clothes. Look at the clothes. I mean,
I'll do
no,
the
wait. They show the equipment too, don't they? On the homepage, on the front page of
on
it.
On the homepage.
Yeah.
They show like all the stuff lined up, like the whips and the canes and the this and the that, right?
How lucky are we? Oh, let's tour the dungeon. God. Is anybody?
Yeah, tour the dungeon.
Damn
wow.
Oh, well, I put it in there and it just kind of like did that. So.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I know what happened. It just came up by itself. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. That's what
we've
we get. That's what we get for clicking on these nasty sites.
Let's view the gallery of the examination area. Nice waiting room.
Oh, my God. Look, it's like a gynecological examination area.
There's somebody with an enema back that's very happy.
Doctor.
Very happy.
Doctor.
Rectum.
A speculum, if you will.
No way.
No way.
Open that cave.
Now let us look
oh my
into
God.
The traditional classroom as well.
Oh, teacher, student. Oh. It's all that stuff we were talking about.
Interestingly, there's only one desk.
Man.
Uh-huh. Ooh, a nice little pet. Oh, Denise.
I know. I can see it.
Denise.
I see it. A little tap tap.
All about you.
Somebody's been a bad girl.
Uh-huh. I think I know what someone's getting for her birthday.
Speaking of birthdays.
Yes, dear?
Ass almighty. I don't believe you collected any birthday spankings.
Well, you know, I'm waiting for Lisa to pull through on that.
That's right. I told her that you were turning 86.
112.
112. Nice, man.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep. Sig in the room. Sig asked if I got my birthday spankings, and I said I was leaving them all up to Lisa.
Saving them up. Saving them up for June, buddy.
Uh-huh. The Renaissance bondage.
But thanks for
chamber.
Asking.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
No, notice nobody ever talks to me about spankings.
Yeah, they know better.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh. That's a bong hit. Oh, no. Wait, I just say that about bong hits. I don't say that about spankings, man.
And you know, there is there's a private dungeon as well.
A private dungeon. You would think that any dungeon would be private, but no, this one is a private dungeon.
Go here.
That's incredible, man.
I think you found a great site.
Ah, I'm telling you. This is a good one for our local fans.
Yep,
and if you're not local, book a fucking flight. What the hell?
I just said that.
You obviously have the money.
I just advised the room to go here and book your next vacation.
There you go.
That's what I said.
Florida is the sex playground of the world, honestly.
Or at least your house.
Or at least, yeah. Oh, man.
Wow,
once again, we filled up an hour with smut, dirt, giggles, porn, and jokes.
And tits.
You thought I was...
Did you say tits?
Did I say tits?
I forgot. I didn't hear you say tits.
I know. We did have a couple of tits on the show. Big time. So, immediately following us, we do have Domain Masters at 7 p.m. We rebroadcast this show on Saturdays and Sundays at midnight. And the cool thing is that we're all podcasting iTunes-y now. So, if you missed this and you want to go back and check it out, do so. Hit the archive thing. Look up the shows. They go all the way back from the
get-go, 2005, October, right?
Yes.
There are a ton of shows, a ton of topics. Mm-hmm. Really, get in there. Make yourself knowledgeable. The key to good sex is knowing it. On that note, I leave you. Thank you, chat room.
Hey,
thank you, Crack.
Room.
Thank you, Brasco.
Thanks, Nisa. Yeah.
We'll be back here next week, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, live. Join us. Thank you.
Dirty White Chicks are back. 866-345-6641.
Dirty White Chicks.
866-345-6641.
Dirty White Chicks.